Hi there, this is Ella Starr with your Key Races and Bets podcast for Saturday, February 20th. As always, the Key Races and Bets podcast, as well as the written version, the Key Races and Bets blog, is brought to you by Amwager.com. A-M-W-A-G-E-R, Amwager.com, a fully licensed U.S.-based advanced deposit wagering company legal in most states and covering most tracks. If you're not a member, check out Amwager.com, where they have great perks for the better and some great tools as well. We're going to start with the John B. Campbell Stakes Race 4 at Laurel on Saturday, February 20th, with a post of 2:04 Eastern. Great card at Laurel with a lot of stakes, and I cherry-picked a couple here. I'm hoping that a Dixie Draw gets this week's Key Races blog and podcast off to a strong start. And that should be the case if he goes to post anywhere near a starting odds of 9-2. Still, even 2-1 will be an overlay, as I think he pretty much sticks out here as a win contender. Dixie Draw is 6-19 in his career. Better still, 6-15 at Laurel. He just won at the mile and an eighth over the track. And although it was just an allowance race, it was a stakes quality effort to be sure, with a 111 Equibase speed figure numerical rating for time, which is the best last race figure in the field and the best figure earned by any horse so far this year. Dixie Draw shows up every time, with Ruiz riding back after riding him to that victory last month and one before last in December, and with Dixie Draw having the ability to lead from the start or from off the pace, he's truly a key bet on the day. Galerio is a great horse to use in exacta tickets, having finished first or second in 13 of 16 at Laurel in his career, including last month in the Jennings Stakes. And Zabra Cadabra has been first or second in 6 of 9 in his career, including 2 straight wins at the distance at Laurel. So he's another must to use in exotics. Bankit, the 9-5 morning line favorite, is no standout, not only because he has twice as many second place finishes, 8, as wins, 4, in his career, but also because his 2020 record was 1 win, 4 seconds, 3 thirds, and although he's banked $800,000, Bankit has never won an open stakes race. All of his wins have come against New York Breds. I'll also toss in Cordmaker a bit reluctantly for exactas in second and maybe trifectas, even though I think he's seen better days with his last win coming 16 months ago. So for the John B. Campbell Stakes, February 20th, race 4, Laurel, post 2:04 Eastern, the win bet: Dixie Drawl 9-5 or more. Exactas: Dixie Drawl over Zabra Cadabra, Cordmaker, Galerio, and Bankit. And then a slight turnaround with Zabra Cadabra, Galerio, and Bankit over Dixie Drawl. Trifectas, just for 50 cents, certainly worth a play here: Dixie Drawl over Zabra Cadabra, Cordmaker, Galerio, Bankit over all. And Dixie Drawl over all over Zabra Cadabra, Cordmaker, Galerio, and Bankit. And now we'll play a pick 3. Great betting opportunity here with a 50 cent pick 3 starting in race 4 with Dixie Drawl, Zabra Cadabra, Galerio, and Bankit. In race 5, Landing Zone, Wicked Awesome, and Lucky Stride. And in race 6, Sweet Loot and Bucky's Charm. Moving on to race 5 at Laurel. This is the Nellie Morse Stakes on Saturday, 2:20. With a post of 2:37 Eastern. Landing Zone drops in class to a non-graded stakes after making a middle move to get the lead in the Grade 3 DuPont at the end of December, then settling for fourth. Cutting back from 9 furlongs is a plus, particularly as she won the allowance race at the distance over the track handily by almost 5 lengths the last time she ran the trip. Cruz was up that day as today, put her on the lead from the start, something I'm expecting him to do here from the rail. As such, Landing Zone is a gal who went 5-11 last year and has a big shot to play Come Catch Me. And in the event she doesn't get the lead, just in case somebody like Dreamer's Moon or Artful Splatter feel the need to get the lead from the start at any cost, Landing Zone can still win as she's closed nicely from off the pace in a 2-turn race last September, right before the win at Laurel. Both Wicked Awesome and Lucky Stride are also win contenders, the latter a bit overbet Wicked Lucky Stride at 2-1 opening odds. Wicked Awesome won the identical Twix Stakes last month, finished second in the DuPont behind Eris 2, who's running in the tougher Royal Delta at Gulfstream today. Lucky Stride was second to Eris 2 in a stakes at Laurel at the end of November, so they have that in common. And Lucky Stride won the Wayward Lass at this distance at Tampa last out, and both are capable of winning. In the Nellie Morse Stakes, race 5, Laurel, 2:37 Eastern on Saturday, February 20th. Landing Zone and Wicked Awesome can be bet at 2-1 or more. And this is where being a member at Amwager really comes in handy, because you can use their Dutching tool. A Dutching tool helps you do the work of allocating your wagering dollars for the best edge. A Dutching tool lets you pick how much you want to bet or how much you want to win. And your bets are allocated based on the odds, so you don't have to do the math. It really gives you an edge. It's free at Amwager, one of many tools. And Landing Zone and Wicked Awesome can be bet at 2-1 or more using a Dutching tool. For the exacta, we'll box Landing Zone, Wicked Awesome, and Lucky Stride. And then we'll play a pick 3 in race 5. Landing Zone, Wicked Awesome, and Lucky Stride. In race 6, Street Loot and Bucky's Charm. And in race 7, Sharp Star, Don't Let Sweet Fool Ya, and Hello Beautiful. Note, I'm not going to cover race 6, 7 in much detail because they don't have as much profit potential as races 4 and 5, but we could use those contenders. Street Loot is a legitimate favorite in race 6. Bucky's Charm opens at 10-1, impossible to leave off tickets. And in race 7, those three contenders, Sharp Star, Don't Let Sweet Fool Ya, and Hello Beautiful, are likely to be the three favorites by far at post time. Now we're going to move down to Gulfstream Park, but first let me remind you, if you want to get the written version of this, the Key Races and Bets blog, go to amwager.com, amwager.com, and click on How to Bet and Ella Star's blog. While you're there, look around if you're not a member. If you are a member, make your bets at amwager.com. Get some great perks. Royal Delta Stakes, Race 11, Gulfstream 5, 16 Eastern, Saturday, February 20th. Bayon Girl returned from 5 months off in October around two turns and destroyed a seven-horse field by 12 lengths. Proving that to be no fluke, she came back a month later to win by 9. Entered in the Grade 3 Rampart Stakes and a one-turn mile in December, Bayon Girl didn't make the lead early as she had in those two previous races, and after pressing the very fast pace of 46 and 2/10, 110 and 2/10 in second, she tired. Coming back from 2 months off, moving back to two turns, I think Bayon Girl has the speed to clear the only other horse inside of her with any interest in leading, which is Gibberish. And if that takes place, she can control the tempo from start to finish. The two wins earned her 110 and 116 equibase figures, which dominate here if repeated. Even the horses that run the stakes aren't nearly as fast. The best figure earned by any other horse is 108 by Mrs. Danvers in the Cumley last November. If Bayon Girl can't lead from start to finish or can't press the pace, Heiress 2, who I mentioned earlier, and Gibberish have a shot. Heiress 2 won 3 in a row since returning from a 19-month layoff last fall, including the Grade 3 DuPont at the end of December. She's got a great stalking style, and she was scratched from the Endeavor Stakes 2 weeks ago on grass to run here. Gibberish just won the Treasure Chest Stakes when last seen at the end of November. Two of those wins were two-turn races, and she's been working exceptionally well for the return, as well as won the first of three off a short layoff from July to September. This is only a bit longer of a layoff. I'll use Mrs. Danvers and Hala Walla in second on exacta tickets. Mrs. Danvers at 2-1 is a little low to bet for a win. I don't think she stands out on any level. And Hala Walla, as a double-digit starter, just ran the best race of her career, making her third start and second round off a layoff and can improve. In the Royal Delta Stakes, race 11 at Gulfstream on Saturday, February 20th, with a post of 5:16. Bayon Girl, 2-1 win bet. But Heiress 2 and Gibberish have fair odds of 3-1, and I would bet the one at the highest odds near post time. And if I do bet both, I will use a Dutching tool like the one at Amwager. I will use the Dutching tool at Amwager to help me allocate my bets correctly. For the exacta, Bayon Girl, Heiress 2, and Gibberish over Bayon Girl, Heiress 2, Gibberish, Mrs. Danvers, and Hala Walla. Don't forget, check out the Key Races and Bets blog, the written version, at amwager.com. Check out amwager.com. If you're not a member, it's free to join. Legal in most states, covering most tracks. They really like the better at amwager.com. Hope you make a lot of money this week, and we'll talk to you next weekend.